Central Football Show featuring comments from head coach Brandon Artis. This show is brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award War Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Okerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 3 of the high school football season. The Central Bears this week will return to Enloe Field to take on the Memorial Tigers Friday night. They were at Enloe Field this past Friday and got a dramatic 15-14 victory over the Bossy Bulldogs to snap their losing streak inside the conference. First head coaching victory for Brandon Artis, and he will join us when we come back on the Central Football Show here on this Tuesday on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've heard people say,
I've got to get to Gary's.
But why is it important to get to Gary's Body Shop when you need auto body work? Because Gary's Body Shop is locally owned and a proud supporter of our community for more than 25 years. Plus, you'll work directly with the owner. But most of all, because when you go to Gary's, you know the work will be done right the first time, or we'll make it right. So when you need quality body work and collision repair, get to Gary's. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon. The show moved to Tuesday. Obviously, you hear it every Monday afternoon, but because of Labor Day yesterday, we appreciate Coach Artis rearranging his schedule. Joining us on Tuesday, the show will return to its normal day and time of Monday at 4:45 next week. Well, Brandon, obviously a very, very exciting climactic win for your football team on Friday night, coming in the last half minute of the game. And obviously, it just goes without saying, just a tremendous amount of pressure probably off of your shoulders and everybody associated with the program. And that team kept fighting for 48 minutes, got the victory, and I know an awful lot of emotion for you and this entire program following that victory over Bossy on Friday.
Yeah, it was, I think that for me, I was excited for our kids and our the community, our fans, parents, and just everybody that played a role in just making sure kids are ready to go. So I was more or less for the kids.
What about the week of preparation going into this game? I mean, you guys were coming on the heels of the game with Modern Day the week before, going to Enloe Field, first road game of the season. How'd the week of practice go last week?
I think that it went well. We tried something different. We stripped some seniors of their leadership, and we found some younger guys that were willing to lead our team. And I think it made it uncomfortable for everybody, but in a good way. I think that guys competed for the first time since this summer. We laid an egg the week before, so we needed something to shake up, And I think that it helped with the mentality going into the game on Friday.
Well, you talk about that. Obviously, for seniors, it's probably never easy to maybe lose some of that leadership that they're counting on. But, I mean, the coaching staff has to do what's best for the football team. It's not just all about the seniors. It's about everybody else and all the underclassmen. So how did that sit with some of those seniors?
It didn't sit well. It didn't sit well at all. But for me, we looked to the seniors to step up against Modern Day, and some of us didn't, you know what I mean? So with that being said, when your name's called, you got to answer the bell. And so, and that's what we expect. And so I think that they took it as a challenge versus, they didn't take it as a bad thing, if that makes sense.
All right, well, just take us kind of through the football game, Brandon. We'll begin with the first half. We'll talk about the second half here in our second segment. But, I mean, obviously it's a very close game throughout the entire night. Just kind of getting off to a decent start and not falling far behind. What were some of the keys or maybe some of the big plays in that first half?
For us, we just decided no matter what the game was like, we're gonna run the ball and control the clock. And just kind of control the tempo and try to get us our guys settled in. And we done that. Our first drive to us, we feel like Kano got brochures connected with Kano. He was called out, but if you watch the film, he was in. And so we did things well. And we also did little things like fumble, a snap, and things like that. And so we executed as far as the run game, the plan that we wanted. We wanted to run power straight at him. And so we done that. Pretty much the entire first half, and then we took shots downfield when we could, and we didn't connect on some. We had guys running open, and we didn't connect. So for us, I just saw that even though things weren't going our way, our guys still fought. And so that was the difference of in the first half of Boston versus the first half of Modern Day.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Central Football Show, talk about the second half and the way that this game ended when the Bears show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Now's the time to make the change, and Gary's Body Shop has a new career for you. If you're an experienced auto body tech, make the move to Gary's Body Shop. Gary's Body Shop offers competitive pay based on your experience, including paid holidays and a great atmosphere. If you're ready to make the move to Evansville's premier locally owned body shop, get to Gary's. Submit your application in person or online at Gary's Body Shop 2020@gmail.com. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, Brandon Artis joining us. And, well, Coach, obviously you go into halftime. It's a close football game. Just, you know, talk about the message that you had for your team.
Our message at halftime was just to stay, keep your composure and stick with the plan. We had everything that we wanted and we didn't execute it, but we had it. We knew what we had to do. It was just simple. It was just like stay in it, keep our composure, believe that this game is ours. And that's what our guys came out of half believing.
When you get into the fourth quarter, Brandon, in the last couple of possessions, you know that, okay, is this going to be our last possession of the football game? You know, let's take care of the ball. Let's not beat ourselves. Let's give ourselves a chance to win. And this team certainly did that on Friday night. So when you get down to that last possession, that offense goes on the field for the final time, you know, needing a score to win, and they know it. This young team knows it. Talk a little bit about the execution and maybe this team growing up a little bit with the game on the line and they've got the ball in their hands.
I'll say this. It wasn't play calling on my end. It was our guys dialing up and seeing what they saw, and we trusted our guys. We trusted our quarterback, Bruce Shears. I think that we knew we would score. It's just a matter of how we would score, and we wanted to control the clock because we didn't want to give Bossy that much time. And so we just kind of stayed within the game plan. We took what they gave us, and when we had a chance over top, we took a chance over top. Rochers completed two fourth down plays on that drive to extend the drive. And it's just, man, our guys showed grit. They wanted it. they fought for it, and it was solely on
then calls the game-winning play, and obviously it was executed the way that you were drawing up.
We knew that Bossy, they choose their athletes, and which you should, but also we choose ours. And so we got man coverage a lot of the second half. They moved the safeties over top, but we knew that the ball was on the right hash. We had plenty of space to just throw a deep ball to, fade to Kano, back shoulder, and give him a chance. The play before that, we almost connected on it. I think the ball was snapped and Kano wasn't ready, and then he kind of got out late. So the play before that, and then Bro Shears and Kano came back, and he said, let's run it back. And so we gave our guys a chance to win the game. So
when it gets down to zeros on the clock Friday night, Brandon, and a 15-14 victory for Central over Boston, just kind of describe all the emotion on the sideline. Obviously meant an awful lot to you and to your staff, but just like you said, for the kids, the fans that were there, the community, and now you guys, you know, really kind of get that monkey off your back a little bit. But, you know, good for you guys and good for Central football.
Yeah, I think it was just a sigh of relief. And kind of like it was almost like there was joy, of course. I had mixed emotions because a lot of people know that I lost my dad. He was a Central coach, assistant coach for a long time. And so just wanting him to be there and just the things that we talk about as a team and the family stuff and how real it felt in that moment, the brick by brick mentality that we talk about, it's real, right? And so it was those emotions was going toward that. And so it's just, you can just see how our guys were so excited, and coaches was excited and everyone was excited. I think our fans was even more excited than the players and the coaching staff. It was a long time coming, just blessed to be a part of it.
Well, you've been on plenty of bus rides going back to Central High School following victories. This was your first one back. I would think most of those guys could have probably walked back to First Avenue from Menlo Field, but I'm sure that bus ride back was pretty exciting too.
Yeah, the guys would not stop talking. There was extreme joy, rightfully so. It's just probably one of the most fun times I've been a part of, just that bus ride there, just because you can see it on their face. Right. I'm just excited for him.
Well, Brandon, really good. Congratulations on the victory over the Bossy Bulldogs. And now you turn the page and get ready for another trip to Menlo Field to take on the Memorial Tigers on Friday night. We'll come back when the Central Football Show continues and get a scouting report on the Tigers from Brandon Artis, head football coach at Central, right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Tuesday. Again, the show will return to its normal day and time of 4:45 on Monday next week. Brandon Artis rejoining us. Well, Coach, now you go back to Menlo Field on Friday night. You take on the Memorial Tigers. It'll be their home opener. They've got victories on the road against Jasper and at North. I know you've had a long weekend here to kind of dissect some tape. What do you see from Coach John Hurdy's team this year?
Man, I see a really good team. I think that based off what I've seen so far, they are a top two team in our conference. They play mistake-free football. Guys fly around. They're not going to beat themselves. And so that's what I see out of them. And so I'm actually really impressed how they execute, especially on defense. They don't get too overwhelmed with what guys are doing. People are going in motion. They don't follow. They just kind of stick to their game plan, and that's what makes them a strong team.
Well, you take a look at their offense. I guess it all starts with Matthew Fisher, who's off to a good start here the first couple of weeks, running and throwing the football, the wide receivers and everything else. So defensively, on Friday night, you talk about this. Every coach talks about that. You know, first contact, you got to make sure that the tackle is complete. Can't have a lot of physical mistakes, I guess, defensively. But what will you guys have to do defensively on Friday to limit their possessions and maybe get some three and outs?
We got to tackle. We got to make plays. We struggled the first two games of the season tackling in space. That's our weak link. It's not that our guys aren't there. It's that our guys are leaving their feet. So we have to break down and tackle. And we just got to keep them in front of us. And I think that if we can do that, we can limit some of their possessions. We are smart enough to know that Memorial is going to score points. They're going to do what they do well. We just have to match that, match the intensity. I understand that they are a no-huddle team. They're going to signal in. They're going to go. And we just have to match it and then be prepared for everything that they're doing. And so our job as coaches is to make us mentally prepared. And then the player's job is to physically go out and execute the plan.
All right. Defensively, they're led by a Brochures. You're led by a Brochures at quarterback. I'm not sure if there's any kind of relation there as far as family is concerned. But
They are cousins.
No, they are cousins. Okay. Well, thanks for pointing that out, Brandon. But all right. So defensively, I mean, what do you see from them? What will your offense have to do other than, we could talk about this every week, minimize the mental mistakes, the physical mistakes. But offensively, how do you guys move the football, move the chains, and keep drives alive on Friday?
I think that we have to not outthink the game and try to. It's not about we just have to take what Memorial gives us. A lot of times, guys try to come up with this elaborate plan and try to outthink things and try to do this, and it's really not football. Right? At the high school level, you get your athletes the ball in space and see what they can do. And so I think that for us, we just got to execute offensively. We still haven't really been on the same page offensively. So I'm excited to see if we can actually do that. We got to establish the run. They got a really good front seven. But I've been telling my guys since Saturday that they put their pants on just like we put our pants on. So for me, line up and play, choose yourself. And so that's what the mentality has been since Saturday.
Well, I think, too, I mean, obviously you're coming off a win, and I would think there would be a little bit more jump in the step of everybody on that football team, and I would think the rest of this week of preparation, there's going to be an awful lot of excitement in and around the Central program.
Yeah, for sure. And on top of that, we got two of our best linemen back. We were missing both of our tackles, starting tackles against Ball C, so that kind of hurt us a little bit. One was sick. They actually both were sick, so they were – that was devastating for us. But we had a young guy, freshman, step up and play tackle for us. And so we moved some guys around. But we get those two back. And so we're excited about that. And so for me, we have no expectations. And that's the good thing about us is, we won against Fossey, but we still are – we have an underdog mentality, and we got stuff to prove. And so – the only expectation we have as a team is to go out and give effort. I feel like if we show effort, we fly around, we execute, the sky's the limit for us, to be honest.
Brandon, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Again, congratulations on the win over Ball State last week, and all the best the rest of this week of preparation. Get ready for Memorial this Friday.
All right, thank you.
That's Brandon Artis. We'll come back. This has been the Central Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. You have been listening to the Central Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Central Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.